Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello and welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I am not Alex Jones. I am John B. Wells, sitting in and later with Alex Jones for this fifth day of June 2012. Halfway there, aren't we? We'll be joined today by Dr. Teresa Dale for the first hour. She is a world-class speaker. She is a homeopath, a state-approved instructor out there in California, a healer, a traditional naturopath, certified clinical nutritionist, doctor of naturopathic scientists, medical consultant, inventor. But more to the point, she is a healer not only of others, but of herself. And one of the things she healed herself of was radiation poisoning from Chernobyl. As you know, the mainstream media is not covering the Fukushima disaster with the same verve that they did when the Chernobyl incident occurred back in the 80s. There are a variety of reasons for this. It ranges from saving face to not alarming the public. And I'm sure there are some other political components that we're not entirely aware of, but we can perceive it. A couple of interesting news items that I'll get to in just a second. Alex Jones is on his way back from Chantilly, Virginia, having scrutinized very closely the Bilderberg convention or meeting or whatever you might call it. And I'll talk with him in the second hour and find out the latest and most raw intel that he has to offer. He's been up there for days, making his way back. And then in the third hour, Craig Hewlett will join us. He has worked with the Security Services, Department of Homeland Security, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. But what he will talk about with us in the third hour has nothing to do with the alcohol or the tobacco, but it will be how absolutely every keystroke, every text, every fax, every cell phone call, every hardline call, everything is recorded and will be for the foreseeable future. Also, a few key words to avoid, such as my email box is blowing up. If you say something like this, well, the computer is going to pick that up and highlight your name on the list. Interesting stuff from the InfoWars site. Eco-fascist James Hansen admits global warming is not man-made. I am normally the Saturday night host of Coast to Coast AM, and we enjoy a friendship with Alex Jones and his InfoWars Prison Planet organization. It is with this mutual cooperation that we are able to bring information that will not be heard in other areas. So, we discussed many times, I personally discussed many times, that all weather is created by unequal heating of the Earth's surface. I don't think pollution is a good thing, but I do not think that the human beings are causing the enormous planet to heat. It's being caused by solar activity. And now James Hansen admits global warming is not man-made. Here's another little tidbit. 5 million Brazilian farmers are locked in a lawsuit with U.S.-based Monsanto, suing for as much as 6.2 billion euros. They say the genetically engineered product by this genetic engineering company has been collecting royalties on crops it unfairly claims as its own. It's the mouse that roared. And there will be a lot more roaring as time goes by, as these products are revealed to be as damaging to health as many, many scientists and researchers claim. We'll be back with Dr. Teresa Dale very shortly on The Alex Jones Show.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
John B. Wells in for Alex Jones and with Alex Jones in the second hour. But first, Dr. Teresa Dale is with us. Since Europe is well known as the leader in medical research and education in the area of naturopathy, bioenergetics, magnetic fields, and homeopathy, Teresa Dale chose to fulfill her naturopathic studies in the USA and Europe. I believe she has just returned from Europe. She is, I believe we could say she is a Chernobyl survivor because many did not. They were sickened by the radiation release there and they did not make it. Dr. Teresa Dale did. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. How are you?
Very good. Thank you so much and for the introduction. And I'm happy to say that I did survive Chernobyl, and I can tell people exactly what I did to do that.
Now, you just returned from Europe.
I was lecturing in Paris, and I was lecturing to a group of people who were very interested in radiation toxicity exposure and how to detoxify it, clean your body up, and to also implement a radiation diet, to an anti-radiation diet to help the body to release it on a regular basis.
So it is possible to minimize the effects of it. A lot of people are not aware of that. They assume that once you've contacted it, you're in trouble.
Right. Well, you know, the whole thing is you can help to eliminate it, and I have created a regime to do that. You know, however, we also need to know very important things about radiation. From the time that you are ingested or breathe it, it has a 38-year shelf life in your body. In other words, for 38 years afterwards, you could get cancer from it. So if you don't do anything, so the point is we want to do something. We want to do whatever we can to minimize this because this is happening right now from Fukushima.
How serious do the people that you spoke with, how serious is it? I perceive it's quite serious, and if reactor number 4 is damaged again and there's another release, it's going to just ratchet up exponentially. What are people saying over there?
I think it's so serious that everyone that lives in Japan should move off the island, should move off of Japan, out as soon as possible. I have patients in Japan who call me and tell me that the government says it's okay. Yet, in California, we found in August, and we just had a release this last week, that there were 15 bluefin tuna samples off of the coast of California near San Diego, which absolutely had Fukushima nuclear radiation in it. And so we also want to take a look at the fact that cesium remains dispersed throughout the water column from the surface to the ocean floor, okay? And there's an article on Reuters from that. And then one of the top cancer doctors says it's irresponsible to say that cesium in California bluefin tuna is nothing to worry about because the media tries to put a spin, no offense, on this, that it's okay if it has nuclear radiation in it, but it's not okay because it's eaten by people. And it takes a long time for the truth to come out.
Always.
Yeah. And so people have been eating tuna for the last half a year, you probably have been eating some with cesium in it.
Now, how can this radiation be detected in food? Or can it?
It can. It can. You can get a radiation detector to a little portable one that people can look for to test the food themselves. But they are now testing food off the coast of California and also Alaska. Anything up on the western side, I would not eat any fish from the ocean from the western side of the United States.
One of those tuna made a 2 round trips to Japan and back to the U.S. in 600 days. That's a lot of swimming.
It's a lot of swimming.
A And somebody has suggested that, well, this radiation thing might not be such a bad thing after all, because it may actually save the bluefin tuna.
Right.
It's like,
right.
Okay.
I did read that. It may save the bluefin tuna, but at what cost if people are eating it and don't heed the warnings and aren't aware, you know, and don't listen to shows like this? I mean, you're not going to hear this on CNN. You're not going to hear a lot of this on different, you know, on a consistent basis. You may hear little ramblings of it here and there, but there needs to be some major broadcasts on this topic. Let me just tell you that the meat of 6 cows were fed radioactive straw from Japan, and that reached throughout Japan, and all of this cow meat was has radiation in it, and so they've announced this, and that it was a very 3 to 6 times the allowable level of cesium. There should be no allowable level of cesium in our food.
Yeah, that seems like a huge oxymoron. acceptable levels of radioactive toxicity. Well, now these fish that were tested, the first reports that we heard was that the levels of cesium were 10 times higher than those measured last year. And yet, but what are we measuring this against? In other words, no cesium in the food can be good cesium.
Right.
But has anyone established the line?
I think they're trying to establish the line, or they have established a certain line that over a certain amount is no good. But what research do they have to back up that even that small amount, okay, is acceptable? What research? I haven't seen any research that says that a small amount of cesium in your food is not going to be harmful. I have never seen research like that. And so we have this in our fish now. But what people don't realize is that no one's testing the grass-fed animals that are butchered and that we're eating, okay? No one's testing that because it's on the grass, on grass-fed animals. It's in the feed. It's in our food supply. And so we need to take action and take care of ourselves. That's the most important thing right now. And we have to also look at side effects. What are the side effects of eating or being exposed to radiation? And we will have a spike in infant death rates and an increase in cancer, an increase in chronic degenerative diseases, premature deaths, and lifelong crippling disabilities. That's just some of them.
The 14,000 extra, they call them extra deaths, children ages 1 and younger have already occurred, and that's old news now. That's almost a year old.
They're not giving us updates on that, but my patients who live there and that I talk to via Skype are not being given any kind of, they're not being given the truth. And so I suggest that they look into moving to another country, because if your government doesn't protect you and take care of you, then it's time to take a trip and find somebody else. So find another place to live.
Now, as a couple of grown-ups talking here on national radio, we understand that the words that are coming out of our mouths are actually quite serious, quite dramatic, and quite alarming to a lot of people. But there's been a recent a film. He's an old war horse, General Stubblebine, who says that if this fourth reactor goes, the entire northern hemisphere is at risk.
Right. And that is the truth. And people need to do something. Now, when I was in France, there was an article, and I found out that this was true when I went to France, is just to back up everything, is that there the nuclear part of the government that is the nuclear department, they have agreed to take all of the spent fuel rods from Japan and reprocess them in France. And they didn't mention how they would get it there, but I'm assuming they would go in some kind of a vessel on the ocean to get them there. And I just think the whole thing is very suspect. And there are things happening that we don't even know about. They're not telling us everything, like what's going to happen, what are they, they're doing nothing that I'm aware of, and I look at this several times a day to entomb this nuclear plant. And they say they can't entomb it, but there has to be something they can do to you know, completely shut it down and get rid of it. I mean, you're always going to have the effect of it, but in Chernobyl, they entombed it.
We're going to have to take a break here in just a minute, but I'm curious why there isn't a huge flotilla made up of personnel from countries all over the world who have come to Japan's aid in some way to either dump concrete on it. It's too hot to dump concrete on it. They say that the number four is so hot, it'll take 10 years before it cools off enough to even be able to crack the lid and take a look at it. So I'll tell you what, when we have to take these breaks, our beloved sponsors and so forth. But when we return, let's talk about what appears to be either denial, apathy, or impotence on behalf of the world community in addressing the escalating, but on the down low, Fukushima disaster. We'll be back with Dr. Teresa Deo in a moment.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, that's for sure. I can't think of a better name for the site than InfoWars, because it is an information war. Once you put the disinformation in the loop, now you've really got yourself a brouhaha. We're speaking with Dr. Teresa Dale about the Fukushima disaster and some countermeasures that can be taken for it. Dr. Dale, I presume this could happen here pretty easily, considering the most of our plants are pretty safe, but we are, all it takes is an earthquake that nobody expected, and we've got the same situation here.
Well, we have a very similar situation here, and we need to understand that there are a couple of nuclear plants. The one in San Onofre is built right on a fault line. Now, I don't know who the genius was who decided to do that, but it's built right on a fault line, and they do have releases of radiation from it, because I have patients that live in the community not too far from it, and they have little warning, audio warning devices that are on top of poles. So if there is a radiation release, that there's a warning that goes off. But what can you do when they release it? So I believe that Germany and some other countries have it more together, because they have decided to completely eliminate nuclear radiation by 2021. That they should be free of it and using wind power and solar power. So this is what we need to start looking at in the United States, because all of our nuclear plants are not safe. And just because they tell us they're safe doesn't mean it's true. One of the things I wanted to bring up at this point was, there is a physicist called Dr. Michio Kaku from University of New York, and he claims, and I think he's the most accurate, is that Fukushima is 25 to 30 times of what Chernobyl was, and that it is very, very dangerous, because it's continuing. It hasn't stopped. And
right.
So we are getting exposed to this on a daily basis.
Yeah, if you look at the Wonder Map with a double, with a U, Wonder Map, mm-hmm. you see the wind patterns. It's mostly falling. Well, obviously, the fish have it that are being caught off the coast of California down around San Diego. But according to this chart, it's mostly the Pacific Northwest, Oregon, Washington State. Is it coming any farther south than that, according to the reports of any effects that people are experiencing in California? In fact, I guess my question is, how far south is this coming, and are you beginning to see patients who are having symptoms?
Yes, well, that's an excellent question. There is a full-time radiation monitors, an environmental journalist who is monitoring it in Santa Monica and says it's 10, 20, 30 times in different areas higher than it's ever been now, and it's increasing. And that's in Santa Monica, California, which is very close to L.A., just north of L.A., and it is all over California, I can tell you that. And Seattle, Washington, residents were actually breathing 5 to 10 hot particles per day last year. And I suspect it's the same now since it hasn't stopped yet. And so, therefore, we all need to start learning about food and what to eat and how to clean it and to learn protocols that we can have a healthier life, what not to eat, what to eat, and perhaps buy a little radiation monitor so we can test our food, the little portable one.
Yes, indeed. Well, now you treat the patients. You do not actually provide this equipment. Am I understanding this correctly?
I don't sell the equipment, no, but they can find it on various websites, on the internet, so they can, check it out, and it's almost palm size. And, so this would be, I think, a very smart decision to invest a little bit of money in something to help you for a very long time. And when I work with clients, with patients, it is to detoxify them, to cleanse them, and to assess their current health situation so that we can,
maybe save them
how to stay well.
Yes. All right. We'll be back with Dr. Teresa Dale. This is the Alex Jones Show. John Wells sitting in. We'll be back. Montenegro commercial version, which is much different than the movie version. This is a smoother version of the Good, the Bad, the Ugly. And isn't that what we're talking about? Isn't that what the hokey pokey is not what it's all about? It's the good, the bad, and the ugly. Dr. Teresa Dale is with us. Her website address is wellnesscenter.net, and she is amazing. I don't want to use any of those NSA keywords like don't blow up her website or don't crash. Well, too late. Go to wellnesscenter.net and look at her accomplishments and look how much of her life she has devoted to this. And this is a true... Teresa, you're a true doctor, in my opinion. You are a real healer. You are not a pill pusher. You are not a product seller. You are a healer of fellow human beings. And really, I applaud and salute you. Now, on the InfoWars store site, ThyroSafe and Modafinil is available. And then, this is not an infomercial for me, but I've been doing this for a while and have not promoted it much, but I have a website called CaravanToMidnight.com. CaravanToMidnight.com. And... we make Geiger counters available. for people. I carry one with me, and I carry it into the grocery store. So other than that, doctor, what can we do? They're not testing the grass. I take it they're not testing the meat, but they are testing...
We're mostly, as far as the good, bad, or the ugly, we're mostly talking about the bad and the ugly here.
Right, yeah.
And I am not an alarmist, but everybody really needs to perk up their ears and listen to this. And then I'm going to give them my recommendations for what to do. Listen to this. After 25 years, after Chernobyl, 25 years after Chernobyl, the catastrophe happened, there are over 1 million deaths documented from it, and there are over 8 million disabilities. And that number keeps growing because of the half-life of cesium, strontium, and plutonium, and uranium. So the mortality rate projections continue to grow from 25 years ago, from Chernobyl. And this is 25 to 30% worse than Chernobyl. Everybody's ears need to be perking up. Get your pen out. Write down these things that John's telling you. And I'm going to include some things about the diet that is so very important.
Well, please do that. And I'm just going to sit quietly, and I will let you know I'm still here, but tell them everything you want to tell them.
Okay. First of all, you need to wash your plants and your vegetables and eat a plant-based diet. You want to wash them very carefully. You can put them in a sink of water, and you can either get an ozone generator and stick an ozone tube in the water and ozonate it, or you can use 35% food-grade hydrogen peroxide in a sink full of water and take a quarter of a teaspoon or half a teaspoon, no more than that, in the water. Swish it around. Be careful. You can burn your fingers with it. It's very, very powerful, and it will wash the vegetables, clean the vegetables, and then you want to give them a clean rinse after that. Okay, to wash everything off of it. You want to do dietary plant fibers because these are sulfur-containing antioxidants. These contain sulfur-containing antioxidants.
Okay.
They're found in cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and kale and cabbage, along with the pectins in fruit, are very, very good. Now, green tea is very good for you, except if it comes from Japan. You must not buy anything from Japan, okay? Some pasta, macrobiotic pasta, can be from Japan. It's on the wheat in Japan. You don't want to buy any foods from Japan.
Oh,
read the label very carefully, okay? And so we also want to look at green tea, where it's from. Matcha tea is from Japan. Many different things. Ginseng, a lot of it is grown in Japan, but some of it is in China. We want to eat as many vegetables as possible. Make sure when you have leafy vegetables that those are well washed. And I would wear rubber gloves when you're doing the hydrogen peroxide in it and make sure that you don't burn your skin. Also, there are radiation formulas that I've created. One that helped me to detoxify the radiation, it's just called homeopathic radiation. And it comes in a kit with biologically available iodine. It's on my website at naturalhealingpro.com. And the other one that's very good is Ocean Meds, and this helps your thyroid. The radiation, homeopathic, the biological iodine that I've created, work to help the thyroid, the lungs, and the whole body to protect it, to detoxify it. The homeopathic radiation works on a cellular level to neutralize radiation in your body. It's the only way that I think that you will have 100% success. But you also need to take the iodine to protect the thyroid as well. So we need to stick to a plant-based diet. I wouldn't eat animal products. I wouldn't eat beef. I wouldn't, because they're eating the grass, and they're eating feed, and the radiation could be in the feed. I mean, it's really a big issue that we need to pay much more attention to if we want to help humanity and help America to stay safe.
Tell me your website again, Natural Human
what? NaturalHealingPro.com.
Oh, Natural Healing Pro. Okay, good.
NaturalHealingPro.com. And, you know, people need to be aware of the symptoms of ionizing radiation exposure. I gave some a little bit earlier, but many symptoms from cancer to infertility can happen 28 years after exposure. And it also depends on how long you're exposed to it and the dosage that you ingested or you breathed in. You can get tumors, hair loss, thyroid issues, let's see, nausea, fatigue, diarrhea, dehydration, destruction of the intestinal lining. And, of course, there's a possibility for central nervous system damage. So we need to look at all of these possibilities and not become an alarmist, but just become an activist for your own life, because that's what it's coming down to. The real-time threat of radiation contamination to food supplies is prompting more testing in Japan. That's why they're catching the ground beef and the meat that where the cows were eating hay that had radiation all over it. And around the world, a lot of people are testing for it. In certain areas that are more progressive in the United States, like California, we're doing a lot of testing for it. Now, first, it was Germany, and now it's Switzerland. These are the two countries that have decided to phase out nuclear energy completely.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And who was the genius who decided that Japan needed, I heard 55, but certainly 50, all 50 nuclear power plants are currently shut down in Japan. The people there do not want them turned back on. But who's the genius that decided to build that many nuclear power plants on a fault line? I mean, in an area that's notorious for major earthquakes.
It was some genius that has a huge bank account.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is all about money. This is all about money, and that's what this is being reduced to, and it's affecting our health. So, this is something we need to take action and protect ourselves.
Okay, I don't want to confuse anybody. I just want to make sure that they have your website correctly. It's Natural Healing Pro, yes?
Yes.
All right, good. All right, good. Well, I've got this little Secret Service-style headset earpiece here, and they're just not as cool as they look in the movies. They're really not.
It's naturalhealingpro.com, and if you want just information, then go to wellnesscenter.net. I have two websites. But if you want to learn more about the homeopathic radiation and the iodine, you can go to naturalhealingpro.com.
You know, the thing that when we were kids, we thought, okay, there were nuclear bombs went off in Japan back in World War II, and then the fallout came down, and first there was the heat and the immediate destruction, and the fallout came down, and people got sick, and now look, Hiroshima and Nagasaki are both thriving cities again, great place to party, looks like, according to the pictures. But what is difficult for people to get their minds around is that this stuff spreads. It gets everywhere. Is there anything to indicate, now I know you're in California, but is there anything to indicate that it's moving toward the center of the country? I've been monitoring radiation levels myself, and I don't see anything above background where I am in the Southwest. But
I think that it's mostly on the western part of the United States, and as wherever the jet streams go, is going to be the heaviest supply, the heaviest amount of it landing. I think that the center of the country is probably the safest. I think also if you're looking at the East Coast, I haven't seen any reports that they have any measurable increase over normal. And so the thing that really bothers me is they've created normals. They've created, you know, this is a normal amount of radiation. Well, there is no normal amount of radiation. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
So that is really, they make their own rules to try, because of money, because they don't want to spread fear, and because they don't realize that people need to exercise their voice and communicate. And I think that's what they're afraid of, is that people's voice, they're going to start getting in touch with their voice and start expressing it. And so I don't think they want that to happen. And I think everybody needs to turn into an activist for your own healing.
Yeah, I understand that there are 125 million people in Japan. I understand there have been some discussions as to whether or not it might be necessary to evacuate the entire country, let alone just Tokyo, creating an enormous humanitarian disaster. Where would if such a thing were to happen, where would they go? Or are we just dealing with a colossal unknown with a horrific potential?
Well, I think it is a catastrophe that has never been, anything like this has ever been seen, because it's still happening. And I think that people should leave the island immediately, leave Japan, go to another country. And they're not all going to go to one country. They're going to go to different places. You know, and I think we need to look at taking people in and what's going to happen to all these people. And you know, the most amazing thing that I heard, which was shocking, was that I was in the store talking to somebody about their green tea. And I said, you know, your green tea comes from Japan. And they said, oh, but the reports are that it comes from the other side of Japan and there's no radiation there. And I'm thinking to myself, I said, no, that is not true. Whoever is telling you that so that you buy the product, you see.
Good grief. You know, it's just not necessarily what you say. It's just how many people you can say it to, isn't it?
It's exactly the truth. You know, there are three major types of ionizing radiation. There are alpha particles, beta particles, and gamma rays. And we need to understand about these three types. And also that your exposure to uranium in even drinking water may result in kidney failure. Okay, some people who drink water containing alpha emitters, such as uranium, in excess over their conjured up contamination level, over many years, have an increase in getting cancer, kidney cancer. So we need to look that it's in the water supply, and that's why I brought that up. We need to look that it's in many different things. Now, what about water? Let's talk about water. With something we drink all the time, we buy bottled water in plastic that contains bisphenol A.
Yep.
But now, what about the springs? Okay?
Indeed.
Yeah. So we need to look at what kind of a filter is going to get the radiation out. And I believe that reverse osmosis may do a very good job at that, albeit I'm not 100% convinced. I am told by experts that it should help to get the radiation out.
Yes, the water supplies in certain parts of the country, particularly central Texas, there's radium there. And they have actually, the water just flowing through the water pipes has made the pipes radioactive. And this technician was saying, yeah, when it hits a 6, I turn away from it. It's like a 6. A 6 is really pretty high, pal.
It is. So you are having it in Texas.
Oh, absolutely. And the Environmental Quality Board has been covering it up for years and years. And it's still a Houston television station, Channel 11 down there, did a story. It's a year old. But I don't see any additional stories on it, and the water quality has not improved, and the radiation has not been removed. So it's just the same thing. Again, if it's not top of mind, if it's not being talked about, if it's not on the news, if it's so many people still believe, well, if it's not on television, you know, from a reliable network source, then it must not be true, must not be important, must not be worth our attention, which is why Alex Jones has his organization, and Coast to Coast, we have our organization. That's why we work so closely together to try to get the word out, because the mainstream media is not doing it.
And that's the truth. And I can tell you something that's you can see the difference. When I was exposed to Chernobyl when it blew up, they didn't announce it for 2 weeks.
Is that all, only 2 weeks?
Yeah, because they didn't want to hurt the tourist trade in the south of France, and that's why all these millions of people died. It's because of money. So I couldn't get any reports on why I was sick or what was going on. I didn't even know why I was sick. And I have family in Switzerland. So I went to Switzerland, and it's the only country every 15 minutes on their basic news, they announced the rats on the ground and the rats in the Alps.
Excellent. We'll come back with Dr. Teresa Dale in just a moment. John Wells sitting in for Alex Jones on The Alex Jones Show. John B. Wells in for Alex Jones, who will join us shortly here on The Alex Jones Show. Delighted to be with you, and please join us on Coast to Coast AM, where Alex is a good friend and a frequent guest on the program, and he has had me on his program, and so that is why we are together, and that is why I am with you now. He's been covering the Bilderberg deal, and he's going to tell us all about it here in just a little while, but now we have Dr. Teresa Dale, and I was just looking at her website, naturalhealingpro.com. You will find products there that will help sustain your life, I believe. That is my opinion and hers as well. And she's living proof that if you apply these techniques, you can survive things that others cannot if they do not take steps to save themselves. And then, of course, we have InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsShop.com goes to the same place, I believe, and then we have mine, which is CaravanToMidnight.com. We sell radiation detectors from Russia and also a nice American-made one, too. Dr. Dale, we just have a few minutes left. Please tell them anything that you want to. Just let it all out.
All right. Well, you know, I feel that many people don't understand the jet stream and what it is. It's a narrow air current. It's found in the atmosphere of some planets, including Earth. And people think, oh, Fukushima isn't going to get to me because I'm in this state. Well, it's going to get all over. And, you know, the polar jet stream, for example, can travel at speeds greater than 100 miles per hour.
Yes.
Okay? So we have a faster jet streams, we have slower air currents, and we need to understand that it's all over the United States. That you're listening to this, it's there. It's in rainwater, okay? It's in our groundwater. It's in it's found in milk in Phoenix, all right? It's found in milk in Phoenix and L.A. and Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Okay? So we have this issue, and it's about not waiting to do something until it's too late. It's about taking action now, having a healthier life, and to neutralize radiation not only from Fukushima, but the EMFs from your cell phones, the radio towers that the cell phone radio towers, and I'm going to give you a place where you can look that up and see if there's one near your house, okay?
Tell us very quickly. We're getting short on time, I'm sorry to say.
It's called AntennaSearch.com. It's a nonprofit, and you need to check it out.
AntennaSearch.com.
Right.
Well, I am planning to speak with you this coming Saturday night.
Wonderful.
On Coast, and we'll put the word out some more, because here's the thing, everybody. The government's not putting the word out. The mainstream media, as Mr. Jones has said over and over, and I believe it, and I've said it as well, the mainstream media is bought and paid for. They're not going to tell you. So people like Dr. Teresa Dale, she has her center. She has some products. She has her knowledge. She has firsthand experience of Chernobyl, and go to her site and see what can be done for you. Be aware. It's time for us to live a more serious and sincere life or suffer the consequences. Dr. Dale, Teresa, thank you so much
thank
for being
you
on the show.
Thank you very much, John Wells. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right, coming up next, Mr. Jones making his way back from Chantilly, Virginia. You know, the Bilderberger members label protesters as cockroaches. But not everybody up there wearing a uniform supports them. Can't wait to talk to Alex Jones. It's his show. It's the Alex Jones Show. We shall return.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is John B. Wells in for Alex and about to be joined by Alex. And I could tell you that it is it's an honor for me to actually bring on as a guest the man after whom the show is named, which is the Alex Jones Show. So welcome, Mr. Jones, to your own show.
John, it is great to have you coming and filling in. You do an amazing job. I'm so honored to have one of the big hosts from Coast to Coast AM, who I routinely listen to on the broadcast. I had a chance to be on last week with George, and then again on Sunday night with George Norrie. Yep. Blowing Bilderberg Group wide open, and I'm glad my voice is coming back even more toad-like than usual. I've seen a lot of emails and comments on my YouTube videos saying, has Alex been drunk for the last 3-4 days? No, folks, my voice basically was gone. And that's why it sounded like this. But thank God it is almost back. John, it is great to be here with you today. I've just got a whole cornucopia of news from the latest on Bilderberg, what we learned, to the latest unfolding control grid with the globalists conquering the U.S., amazing nanny state, police state developments. I've just got a big report coming up for people in this hour. And then I know coming up in the third hour, you're going to be exposing just how serious the violation of our Fourth Amendment is by the good old National Security Agency.
Absolutely. It just keeps on rolling, doesn't it? And say, they don't think very much of the proletariat, do they, those Bilderbergs?
No, they don't. In fact, the London Guardian reporter was able to go in before they kicked everybody out last week on Thursday. I was kicked out when I showed up Wednesday morning. My crew was kicked out. I tried to send them in first Tuesday night when we got there, but they knew who we were and threw us out. But other media was able to get in before they closed the hotel, and Charlie Skelton and others, so there's, in fact, the article we wrote yesterday linking to The Guardian actually had other journalists quoted as well that confirmed that the hotel staff was rooting, quote, for Alex Jones and the, thousands of protesters over the 5 days, 4.5 days, and that the Bilderbergs were walking around cussing and saying they wanted us dead, wanted to murder Ron Paul, wanted to blow him up in an airplane, calling us cockroaches. So that's been confirmed not just by Jim Tucker's source, but Charlie Skelton, London Guardian, and other sources that we talked to. They didn't hear the kill Ron Paul part, my sources, neither did Skelton's, just that we were scum and trash and cockroaches. So we were definitely getting to them. We had at one point 7 bullhorns going simultaneously daisy-chained, and many others down the street encircling the place so loud it was shaking the windows. We could see them shaking. Kissinger came out with his mouth hanging open, because the one area of the big conference center that sticks out the closest to the road, most areas are 200, 300 yards away. It's a big, big piece of property. But the one big conference wing is the wing that sticks out by the road. And they put up big fences and black mats, but it didn't stop it. And the protesters kind of ripped down the black mat so we could bullhorn right into them. And it was amazing. Bilderberg is mooey angry. We disrupted their criminal activities, their Logan Act violation, but more importantly, forced the mainstream corporate globalist media to cover it. This is a big victory. And again, I got to give credit, because George Norrie was the first. I said 8 years ago on a show. It was actually 9 years ago he first interviewed me about Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, and Bilderberg. And so he was the first big mega program that could be seen as, quote, mainstream in the sense of, 500-plus stations to cover it. And then Drudge helped break it, drudgereport.com. And now it's in the Washington Times, London Guardian, hundreds of other publications, Washington Post. The shadow government, John, is blown wide open.
Outstanding. You know, there may be a little bit of hope for humanity after all, because, you know, back in the old days, it was underground radio stations, but it was all about music. Now it's underground, above ground radio stations that are all about the truth and information. We'll be back with Alex Jones on The Alex Jones Show while sitting in.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And because Alex Jones wants answers, we get them too. And this is John Wells, the Saturday night guy from Coast to Coast AM, sitting in Alex's chair for the day. Delighted to actually interview Alex Jones on his own show. This is, I mean, who'd have thunk it? Who'd have thought something like this was even possible? Alex, I got a question that's been dogging me for years, and it is this. Is it just that you get the intel on where these meetings take place, and then the people come, and then the protests begin? Because I'm thinking, why are they not up in some mountain retreat with army guys all over the place keeping them out? Is it just is this just another arrogant gesture on their part that they're sort of underground yet above ground, that they do it in a hotel where...
In Italy, sure. I mean, in Italy and in other areas where they've had it, they do have them up on mountain retreats and have the army out. But still, everybody basically knows it's there. Then there's complaints by the citizens and the governments that all these foreign interests are meeting. So in the past, they like to meet in conference-type hotels that do have land around them and then just have the local police and their own private security out. In the past, it was only, if you go back just 5-6 years ago, it might be a dozen reporters or so. When I first called for people to protest it up in Canada in 2006, the first time I physically went, I've been covering it for 17 years, there was probably only a maximum of 30 protesters. There have been some events in Europe in the last few years where there were over 1,000. There were close to 1,000 at one time last year in Switzerland, in St. Moritz, where they actually shoot many of the James Bond Swiss Alps movies. And it was the highest hotel in the area, already in the high mountains, with a big mountain peak to the back of it, out on a jut of land. And then they even shut the road down in front of it. But that's still they were so arrogant. I think it's both, you know, the things you said. They had armored cars, but you basically take them to the top of the mountain, and then they walked down for exercise, a bunch of Bilderberg Group members, thinking we wouldn't notice them or knew who they were. Like, we were too ignorant to be informed and know who the actual shadow masters are, and those confrontations are online. So I think it's a little bit of both.
Well, how bad is it? How far down the road is their plan? How close are they to fulfilling it? And how big a weed have we shoved in their ears to maybe
prevent
this?
Well, this is a victory this is a big victory because over the 4.5-5 days that Bilderberg was taking place from Thursday through Sunday, there was conservatively more than 2,000 people that came out and protested. Generally, people could only come for a day. They all had jobs, families.
Sure.
Because you wouldn't really see a lot of the same people the next day that you'd seen the day before. And we had over 600, 700, 800 at one time on Friday and Saturday, and another 500 or so on Sunday. And people would come, spend a few hours, and then leave. Some people would travel 500, 600 miles from places like Pennsylvania, West Virginia, just to come and protest a few hours. Some people came in their work vehicles and then had to turn around and go. So it was really amazing. But the big victory here is the Washington Post has attended, because the publishers of it were the first media ever let in 54 in Oosterbeek, Holland, where they first met. And they showed up, the Washington Post showed up and had their own reporter thrown off. And they kind of wrote a whitewash about it. But the point is, that article that then ended up in hundreds of newspapers that carried the Washington Post columns. And so suddenly, all the people that were told we were crazy, this didn't exist, Well, now they're going, wait, well, it is real. And as I said, DrudgeReport.com 5-6 years ago started helping break the electronic Berlin Wall. Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie 9 years ago. Time just flies. First time he interviewed me back in 2003. It was on Bilderberg, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. That helped break it. Now the Washington Times, London Guardian, they did serious reports on it and admitted that there had been Logan Act violations in the past and things. This is really amazing what's happening. It's very, very exciting. And they're in there discussing government policy. There's lots of little break-off meetings where they go and make sweetheart deals with corporations and government elected representatives. It's extremely dangerous what's happening at Bilderberg. And their agenda is moving forward, but it's in trouble, and it's being identified. So right now, humanity is awakening, but we're in a lot of trouble. But at least people are starting to wake up a little bit.
Anything specific, anything encroaching that we're about to feel nudging us in the not-too-distant future?
Yes, the biggest thing is that last year at Bilderberg, it was mainly IT people that were invited, the head of Google, the Facebook people, all of them, and yeah. The head of the NSA last year and this year, the head of the European spy agency, Infopol 9, was then... They're going back years, but also there this year. So this is all about spying, and the globalists think that their technocracy of spying and drones and ground robots and combat robots and robot cars and biometric face scanning and surveillance blimps and license plate readers, they believe that this new national security state, basically turning the whole country into a giant airport-style security with TSA everywhere, checkpoints at malls, highways, it's all happening now. It's not just, hey, it's coming, this is their plan, it's now happening. They want this rolled out fast, and that's actually some of the news I've got for you coming up after the break. But they believe the technocracy is going to save them. They know the military is going to say no to confiscating guns, so they're just going to 30,000 drones we pay for to be used against us, weaponized, all being announced. They know people are waking up and going back to barter and back to the land, so they're erecting the Homeland Security Rural Council, now showing up with the U.S. Army in plain clothes, backing local feds to take your property, to raise taxes, to give you $2,000 a day fines for dust in your barn. Just total harassment, total Stalinistic, telling the Ukrainian kulaks they couldn't have their farms anymore and starving, 15 million people there in Eastern Europe in just a few years. This is the plan. I mean, this is diabolical. They want to totally break the back of the American people. This is total war. And again, our government's gone. You still have military people that are good, people that don't understand this, but they've told us that the UN and NATO now run our military. NATO is just a narcotics trafficking organization, caught hundreds of times doing it. It's another globalist power system. And now our Congress has been told they pull the shots, and now the Air Force has got 10,000 drones. They're getting another 10,000 on top of that. They're operating domestically. The EPA says, yeah, we're watching farmers, the runoff into your creeks. We're using spy satellites on you. That's in the news today from Infowars.com, from EPA announcements, and it's also linked up on Drudge. So all of this is really in everyone's face. They're announcing giant dirigibles to fly around at 100,000 feet surveilling us and going, oh, guess what? They're already in the skies, as I told folks a decade ago. So much of this was already declassified. Now they're throwing it in everyone's face. So it's a giant arms race by the global bankers that have hijacked our country. And they'll say, give your rights up or China will get you. Give your rights up or Russia will get you. Give your rights up or Al-Qaeda will get you. But all the real architecture of the police state is targeted at a guy with a John Deere hat. Somebody who can skin a buck and run a trot line, people that have their own property. It's all a global corporate takeover who have actually made deals with Russia and deals with China. And on the surface, they act like they're fighting with each other. And there is some friction in the globalist camps between Russia and the European U.S. banking elite. But the number one enemy of the banksters is the American people. The globalists paid $20+ billion, as you know. Anybody can just search this. It's Reuters, AP, you name it, that 3 years ago, the bailout of General Motors shipped. Let me just re-click my Skype here. It started doing that again.
We still got your audio.
No, no. Listen, we're just not going to do Skype. I just want to turn Skype off because I don't want to go through this like I did Sunday. This went on and on. All right. Now, going back to what I was saying, folks, here. And listen, John, I know I'm ranting here. The point is that we're told there's all these outside threats. Then you find out most of Al-Qaeda and its whole history is being funded by these shadowy globalists to menace us and take our liberties. You find out our own megabanks helped create the Soviet Union, helped put Mao Zedong into power, paid $22 billion 3 years ago, and now the factory's opened 2 months ago to build in China, in Eastern Europe, in Brazil, and Mexico, the new Cadillac and Volt factories. I mean, this is open deindustrialization. Tyranny, the ruling class have gone totally insane. This is a power race by the globalists worldwide to get the most power. GMO, nanotech, robotics. Humans are being replaced. The globalists say this themselves. We're in the middle of the greatest revolution ever, a revolution of evil against humanity.
They say those words?
Yeah, I lost audio. John, you just take us out of here, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, here's the thing. He said he was ranting. Well, better Alex Jones does it than I do, because I'll tell you what. Once upon a time, I knew who the enemy was, and frankly, I wanted to fight them. But now, there are no uniforms. There are no flags. It's a shame. Doesn't even leave me anything to drape over the coffins. We'll be back with Alex Jones. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am John B. Wells, the Saturday Night Guy for Coast to Coast AM, and I hope you will stay with us after we speak with Alex for a little while longer. We will speak with Craig Hewlett, and we'll discuss how your friend is close, but your enemy is much closer. That would be the security services. They are watching you closely. We'll be back. Difficulties have been assuaged. Everything's pretty good, and then we're up and running, and we're live now. This is the Alex Jones Show. There's a little bit of a video conundrum, but we still got audio, and that'll do. Mr. Jones, please continue your most singular rant. It's completely okay with me. I feel like ranting myself, but if we both do it, might blow somebody's speakers up.
Well, listen, ranting is certainly needed, and that's why I get so upset. Every time I'm about to go on air, especially on the road, I have more than 20 pages of notes from news I've read the last day, things I want to cover. And then I just get on air, and all I want to say is, wake up. Our government has been taken over by globalist interests who tell us they're taking all our rights to keep us safe from Al-Qaeda and the Russians and all the rest of it. And look, I don't like what the Russian government's doing, but they're not invading my country. They're not taking over my republic. The real threat is the globalists. It is the New World Order that is taking over our society. It is a corporate takeover. And then they say, oh, we've got to have war with the Chinese. You know, the quote, U.S. wants a base in Vietnam, that we had a war that killed millions of Vietnamese, 58,000 Americans, injured 400,000 really bad. And it's just all made up. It's a bunch of powerful interests that are on huge, you know, control freak trips taking over our society. And every day I see news that's off the charts. I mean, last week, I'm just going to list some of these. Bloomberg's going to ban salt, $2,000 fines. Again, that 2,000 number, if you salt the food. pre-salted in New York. He's going to ban above 16-ounce sugar drinks, but not aspartame, not GMO, not all the real stuff that's killing people. Again, they create the crisis, know it, start killing people. We get the sickest, you know, people in the world statistically, and now, oh, we'll ban sugar, period. I was reading New Jersey, $1,000 fines. They've passed a law if your dog isn't seatbelted. So now I guess my wife, you know, can't have the French bulldog in her lap when we're driving around, when I'm driving the car. I mean, this is the nanny state. First, can't have your kids in the back of the truck on your own property driving around. Now you can't have your dog back there. I go to the beach and people get in your face if your dog isn't in a life jacket. This nanny state isn't about safety. It's about making us a bunch of ninnies henpecked by the new job creator, which is a bunch of paramilitary police. And again, I'm not against the police, but this isn't the way America used to be. This isn't what freedom is. This is right out of a Kurt Vonnegut dystopic novel. And I want to turn this around. I do not want to be at the mercy of these globalists who I know from their own statements, their own documents, are not benevolent. They are wicked. They are corrupt. And we are seeing this revolution in slavery, in total control. Huge change is upon us. And the globalists are endangering the planet in their race for nanotech, life extension, biotech, genetic engineering, super weapons, superconducting super colliders, cyclotrons like Hadron, where they admit, well, it's a low chance we're going to blow the Earth up with a black hole or a strange look, but we are going to do thousands of tests. You know, I think about the craziness that these people are engaged in, how they're predatory, how it's a total will to power that we're seeing. It's time for humanity to awaken and realize the threat of where we are going. Just driving through Tennessee, we're now in Memphis, and I've got some occultic news for on the other side, John. I saw everywhere police facing both sides of the highway with giant license plate scanning cameras on top of them. And again, you're like, well, that'll keep people safe, some folks say. It'll stop felons. We've learned they let a lot of the felons at people go. It's really about in the future, if you haven't paid your income taxes, they say you're not going to be able to travel out the country or drive a car. Your taxes to the foreign banks. It's about turning off your mobility, just like the no-fly list, no-gun buy list. This is mark of the beast stuff, my friend.
Well, it absolutely is, and I think these people would do well to remember that we don't really care how big their apparatus is. Adolf Hitler built a big apparatus. He caused a lot of problems, killed a lot of people, but in the end, he was defeated. Now, if we want to go into who knew who back in those days and how many of those companies are still around and have morphed into something else, that's something else entirely. But I think these people would do well to remember that Americans are very slow to anger, very slow to rise up. But there is a point beyond which it would be a very, very bad idea to push us. I don't know about you, but I gave up my illusions of immortality a long time ago. I'm not suicidal, but I'm not squeamish about a fight. And these guys are asking for it. That's just a personal comment. Doesn't necessarily represent anybody else's opinion, and then again, it might. This is the Alex
Jones. Oh, it represents mine.
This is the Alex Jones Show, and that's why I love you, brother. We'll be back in just a moment. Alex Jones Show. John B. Wells sitting in for and with Alex. And we're just discussing about, you know, what we usually talk about, which is the escalating idiotic power of the police state and no plans to abate that development in any way, shape, or form. Witness this end justifies the means. And what is this, Alex? The police in Aurora, Colorado, looking for a suspected bank robber, stops every car at an intersection, handcuffs all the adults. I mean, what is this?
Well, we saw this where they had a serial killer in Louisiana a few years ago. So an entire town, they searched the houses without warrants. And again, imagine now, you hear the stories happening in Austin, where I live, Austin, Texas. Someone will put a deer rifle in the back of their car. It always happens in deer season to drive outside town. And they lock down an entire neighborhood and set up checkpoints an hour after the guy already drove out. It's this nanny state idea that, well, the end justifies the means. We found a suspect. They stopped 40 people, put them in handcuffs. There's photos at CBS in Denver. We have those linked in our article at Infowars.com. And the police chief says, the end justifies the means. That's a quote. And he said, we weren't looking for anybody in particular. Didn't even know what the suspect looked like. But we found a suspect. A guy had a gun in his car. So now having a gun in your car, they had to say that, like, see, the end justifies the means. We didn't find money. This happened yesterday. We didn't. We don't even know if he's the bank robber. But now, hey, your neighborhood. We think somebody in this neighborhood might be a criminal, so we're going to come to your door and put you in handcuffs. This is a guilty until proven slave. This is the idea of the TSA, outside the 10th Amendment, the 9th Amendment, outside federal jurisdiction, not even sworn bonded, police, FBI can't go down your pants randomly at a park. How does TSA do it? It's the idea that you're guilty until proven slave, not even guilty until proven innocent, guilty until proven under tyranny. What about the danger of the big government doing this? What about common sense? What about what our forebears told us? This is very, very dangerous. What's your take on this? I mean, imagine you're driving along. I see this all the time. They set up checkpoints. There was a serial killer in California a few months ago. I saw this in the news. So police, night after night, on a major highway near where homeless people had been killed. I think it's like four of them now.
Yeah.
being stabbed and robbed. Folks can pull this up. We played the newscast here. With a straight face, the police just randomly set up checkpoints during drive time and searched thousands of vehicles, saying, well, we think the serial killer might drive by here sometimes. So if you're driving down the highway and there's ever been a murder in the area, the police now are going to pull you over and say, we're going to search your car. You might be the murderer. I mean, this is over the top. And this is all under federal grants, John.
Oh, yeah.
They have checkpoints all over the country taking blood. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's all right. I understand that they have already ordered tens of thousands of, level 3 bulletproof booths to distribute along the highways and byways and freeways of America, with even equipped with stop and go lights on them. So, I mean, it's coming. This character, Oates, just said, the law is clear that investigative detentions are lawful for a reasonable period of time. And the facts and circumstances were the suspect was in one of 19 cars. Well, it's a good thing nobody was going into cardiac arrest and needed to get to the hospital in one of those 19 cars while they're waving their guns around looking for a robbery suspect. To me, it's just nauseating. And the message has got to be to people that you're not safe. As a matter of fact, the more measures that are taken to make you safe, the less safe you are.
That's statistically true. I mean, look, take the big nanny states like Chicago and New York that are the model of the rest of the world now. This is what the globalists want to do if they can have their way. And it's no guns, giant crime rates, paramilitary police everywhere that turn into mafia. You can look at it across the board. In the U.S., same number in England. When the state has foster children, they're 7 times more likely to be sexually abused, 5 times more likely to be abused physically, non-sexually, and on average, 69%, it's the same in England and here, are put on psychotropic drugs, and an average of 7. Just type that in. More than 2/3 of foster children on psychotropics. Again, when the state has its way, total hell is released. And it's here. So the threat is the state. And if people don't believe that, you don't believe in George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John B. Wells.
Well, what country had the lowest crime rate in the history of the world? That would be Nazi Germany. You could wander out of a bar absolutely, completely inebriated, drunker than Cooter Brown, money bulging out of your pockets, and nobody would lay a hand on you. However, what society were you, what societal paradigm were you living in that place? It's I don't know, Alex. I've worried about this and talked about it for years. I've spent so many years just being an observer, which is why finally I decided, you know, I may not be able to beat them, but I bet I can let them know that they've been in one. And you just reach a point in your life where you have to sing out about this. I mean, it's not exactly like any of us are getting, rich. It's not like, doing this sort of work, all we're doing is asking for it, really. And it's not as though if somebody came to you and said, hey, I'm with the New World Order, and if you'll, if you'll play ball and just kind of put a good spin on what we're trying to do here, we'll fatten your bank account up real good. It's like, I don't want your money. I don't.
Well, I've actually been approached like that, but, I mean, somebody like yourself, you don't toot your own horn, but the biggest movies, TV commercials, you're a top voice talent, and you certainly had nothing but things to lose by going public in the last few years very eloquently. But, again, that's the illusion. You have everything to lose if we don't beat this tyranny. And that's why finally there's such a big awakening happening and why so many people, even in mainstream media, are waking up and kind of rebelling at the same time. Not because they were sold out, but because they believe the hype. They believe the propaganda. So that wake-up call is happening, and everybody, you know, not just a George Norrie a decade ago, not just yourself many years ago, Matt Drudge, so many others are really getting more hardcore, more intense, more radical, because we're not radical. The world is getting radical. Corruption and oppression is getting radical. The things that government is getting away with is getting so radical that people now understand. We either beat this or we're going into a very hellish place. And I say this over and over again. This is not some boss hog, rich guys want to run things and just took over America. If they left people alone, let people have some private property and things, it'd be bad. I'd be fighting against it. But I wouldn't be freaking out. Right. These globalists want a scientific grid. They say they're going to build a world government, and they've done everything they said they'd do so far. And I'm following the roadmap. I'm following their script to the next couple acts. And, man, it's like biblical mass death. More than two-thirds of the world killed by them. They write this. They say it. I think about all the kids that they knowingly are injecting with cancer viruses and mercury. I look at the numbers of disease, cancer, autism, neurological disorders, diabetes, off the charts. Find out all the Rockefeller documents. I mean, it's like, look, folks, there isn't a choice. And now, because this stuff is out in the open, there were so many active duty military, but also just retired or out, of the thousands that came out to protest Bilderberg, and they're like, no, you're right, it's all coming true, and you know, they're admitting we're going to have domestic operations, they're admitting we're going to target the Patriots, they're saying that's the new threat, not Al-Qaeda. Well, that's in the newspaper, they're saying the new threat is the libertarian conservatives that are actually real Americans. We know the score, we're smart, we're what's left of America, they know we're the enemy. They're coming for us. I mean, folks, and you can't just join them and be collaborators. The globalists are pure evil. It's not like you're joining a gang and you're on the winning team for police and military and other folks. This is going to destroy everything. And even if you're corrupt out there, but not pure evil, do you really like the fact that autism's from 1 in 25,000 30 years ago to 1 in 58? Do you really like the fact pediatric cancer's up more than 10,000%? I mean, do you really want to sign on with Satan? And even if you don't believe in the devil, folks, it might as well be the devil. Because only the devil could come up with something like this. I know I'm ranting, John.
No, it's all right, man. No, it's completely all right. Because, I mean, you open the door now. I'll go you one more, Alex. The last time I checked, the Japanese were into dragons, too, and I believe Fukushima is, in fact, the mouth of the dragon. Now, you got the Russians. They were just doing joint operations up here at Fort Carson, Colorado. Colorado. And we're supposed to have all kinds of Spetsnaz and various other special forces in the country mingling with our special forces. A number of people have contacted, I don't mean like two or three either, I mean like a double-digit number. And there's a multiplier for the emails that you don't get that would have been sent, but they weren't sent. It's imaginary, but whatever. It seems to be fairly accurate that are saying, oh no, as soon as we got over there into the Middle East, we definitely put on the UN patch. It's like, what? I don't see this on TV. Oh, that's right, it's mainstream TV, I forgot.
Well, again, how did I wake up? Okay, I'm a pro-gun, Ron Paul-type libertarian, God guts gun, U.S. military-type guy, just saying I just want to have low taxes and freedom and Bill of Rights. And they were trying to say in Texas, no more junior shooting. And And I had little cousins and stuff that I was shooting with at the time. They were going to ban Boy Scout shooting, YMCA shooting, under 18. That's why I finally said, I'm going to get on the air in Oklahoma City and Waco and things. And yep. I was just starting to really wake up to things. And I had all these former military and current military and the police chief of San Antonio contacted me. I went and got an interview in his office. This is 1 year on air. And he's like, Delta Force is here trying to bribe us. I was in Army intelligence, he said. This is a covert takeover operation. You got to warn people. I mean, so I learned this from people in government who were patriots. And the media said, oh, Jones and others are crazy. There's no black helicopters. There's no UN troops. Then I got sent cooperative nugget footage from 94, 95, 96, 97 with foreign troops training to take on the American people in Louisiana and Mississippi. Then I went to urban warfare drills. Then I witnessed them training with the Boy Scouts to go in their parents' house and tattle on them and tell them where the guns are.
Oh yeah.
And I would come and warn people, and it sounded so crazy. Even though I had video, people couldn't believe it. Now it's in the New York Times. They've got the Boy Scouts, quote, training to take on disgruntled veterans. Now it's in the news. They've got FEMA Corps. Now the Pentagon came out yesterday and said, yes, we want to have local army in every city to aid the police. That's already been going on secretly. This is a Red Dawn takeover. Our government's been captured. And if we don't admit this and have the military say no, who are full of great people, it's over. We're done. The globalists feel confident enough that in NLE09, FEMA.gov, they said, troops from 15 nations are here training to take on American terrorists or civil unrest. It's public. They have Canadian and Mexican troops patrolling in drills. Our troops go to Canada. Our troops go to Mexico. It's the North American integration by stealth. We got the Banff Canada meeting documents from 2006. It's in my film Endgame. Everything is happening. This is real.
How far off before it's so obvious to everybody that it's absolutely undeniable? I mean, it's undeniable to us. But to the average citizen who, how long before, what kind of a timeline, any way to predict when it'll be so obvious that even the most skeptical that, there's no new world order, that they're going, oh, yes, well, there is one, isn't there? What, a year?
I know you've got a top top privacy expert coming up the next hour. And, yeah. And you know, there's a reason the NSA's come out and the CIA and said, yeah, your toaster, your new microwave, your computer, your iPhone, your droid, your washing machine, that's the headline in Wired. CIA director, your washing machine is spying on you. And he laughed and said, yeah, we're watching you without warrants. There's no Fourth Amendment. He said, it isn't what it used to be. It's a coming out. They built the secret army against us. They trained the troops in secret. They compartmentalized. They did urban warfare drills to condition the public and the police on a regional scale to accept all this. And now they're getting ready to roll it out. And that tells you that it could be 6 months. It could be a year. They're getting ready for an Iran war. That's in the news.
Yeah.
And as a pretext to that, they will stage the globalist, the offshore banks that are manipulating our military, in this slow-motion coup d'etat by the foreign banks. They will stage terror attacks, blaming it on foreign groups, but also on domestic groups, so that the average person, when the drones suddenly hit the skies everywhere, they've got 10,000 in the Air Force alone. They want another 10,000 domestically, just under Air Force control. They're getting everybody ready with preconditioning for the big rollout. You can see the pre-programming. They have the big defense contractor company last week. PR firms say we're preparing to acclimate the public for full weaponized drones. Then you see the announcements. I've seen trucks and billboards with Predator drones on them driving around saying, you know, global vigilance. Again, saying it's our military, but it isn't. It's been taken over by foreign banks. We've been told the UN runs our country now. So it's very, very soon. Very, very soon.
Alex, what should people do? I mean, I've got my ideas, but I don't want to say anything over the air. I really don't.
Well, first off, John, if you go back, I'm not just saying this because you're on Coast to Coast AM as one of their great hosts. They had the act announced, the emergency states, I forget the exact name, I can't believe it's not popping in my head because I confuse it with the Emergency Centers Establishment Act.
Yeah, the Preparedness Act.
It was in 2002, it was the state's reorganization. The point is, it'll pop in my head in a minute or somebody in the office can remember. The point is, it was all over the news. They ordered, it'll pop in my head over the break. The Emergency States Reorganization Act. I forget. The point is, they had
that
act. Police all remember. Fire departments remember. They ordered you and said, it's the law. You've got to take the smallpox vaccine. You've got to take the anthrax vaccine. You've got to take all this because we're going to force you to give the public shots. And and there was a mutiny. I had police chiefs. I had mayors. I had fire department chiefs on. They said, they told us it's the law. We checked it's not. We know these are experimental and dangerous. We're not taking them, and we're not making you take them. And I even had some Austin cops on who said no. So they failed.
Okay.
Okay? And it's the same thing with this. If the military, they said no to the anthrax shots that were killing people two separate times in 2002 and again in, 2005. We've got to say no. The military's got to have a debate about this. We've got to discuss this. It's already happening. Panetta already had to pull back a few weeks ago on, okay, the UN doesn't totally boss us, but we don't have to come to you, but we still might. So the point is, we've got to scream bloody murder, explain what's happened, that we're so used to Russian and Chinese and Al-Qaeda threats, and I'm not saying those aren't real threats in some cases. The real threat, though, is the bankers. They're the one in charge. They're the ones stealing tens of trillions. They're the ones reorganizing our economy. They're the ones bringing in Agenda 21. They're the ones federalizing the police. They're the ones throwing the book at us. They're the ones saying $1,000 fines if your dog isn't in a seatbelt. They're the ones setting up checkpoints. They're the ones setting up face scanning and TSA and all this. We are occupied. We are occupied, and we've got to say no to it and come together, or it's going to get hellish, folks. The only way out is saying no. John B. Wells, take us out.
Well, you heard the man. This is the Alex Jones Show, and we'll come back in just a moment.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh, yeah. If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way, well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever noticed that sometimes an ancient piece of music from the hippie era, back when dinosaurs roamed the earth, just kind of says it all? Maybe they will choke on it. John B. Wells in for Alex and with Alex on the Alex Jones Show. And Bob lives. Chapman lives. What's going on with Bob Chapman, Alex?
Okay, I knew about 3-4 months ago. He was on with us every Friday, theinternationalforecaster.com. Great guy. Been fighting the New World Order since the mid-60s. Helped publish Gary Allen's book, None Dare Call a Conspiracy. And I knew that he was ill and was having trouble doing the show, so I quit having him on every Friday. And then we got word that from him that he was too ill to do interviews anymore, but I didn't want to give out his personal info, the fact that he had... I'm not going to say, you know, there's been some reports out there. He has come back to the U.S. to be with his family. He was living outside the U.S. And I got all these calls there that he died. It was a soccer player named Bob Chapman. So rumors of our Bob Chapman have been greatly exaggerated, but we should all pray for Bob Chapman. And people keep asking me to try to get Bob back on the show before he does die, if he does die. Folks, he could barely do the show months ago. That's why he's not been on. But just an update on Bob Chapman. Great guy. We love him. And since listeners ask, I've put in an obnoxious request to his family that if he wants to come on for 5 minutes, if he's able to, that we'll get Bob Chapman on sometime this week. But I wouldn't hold your breath, folks.
Well, bless him. Hey, Alex, you know, you mentioned a while ago that, hey, you know, you can say, oh, you know, you're crazy. If you don't have to believe a Satan thing, a satanic thing. And I've said it many times. You can deny religion. You can deny God. You can deny Christ and all that. Please keep in mind, though, that the people at the top of the pile who are dedicated to enslaving mankind are all up in that Satan thing. So when we come back here, we just got a minute here. I want you to...
I think we got about 3 minutes. I don't know what atomic...
Oh, we got a couple minutes. Okay, yeah, let's go. Now, you're in Memphis, and there's something weird going on there on a par with the Denver International Airport and their strange symbology.
And we can talk more about this when we come back for 5 minutes before your next big guest comes on and I leave you in peace, John. But I've been through Memphis before, and I had always heard it was occultic. The big 32-story, that's occultic as well, pyramid, big gold pyramid that they play sports games in, like the Louvre pyramid that has 666 pieces of pink gold glass, and François Mitterrand admitted he was a Luciferian who helped get that built, the French president, decades ago. But I looked it up, and it's in the Memphis Flyer. It's in all their papers. People can just look this up. It was rumored that it had crystal skulls, occultic stuff, that the owners were occultic, that there were little voodoo-type things in it. Sure enough, people got so upset about it that maintenance men went up, and it was in there. And then the guy that built it said, that's it, Memphis is cursed. You have no idea what you've done, you know, removing my skulls from the top of it. And then you have this guy who's into the occult that reportedly ice-picked the guy to death and then ate him and chopped up the body. Normal people aren't into this, but psychos are. And throughout history, psychopaths in government always believe in a devil-type creature and sacrifice people to it in every culture. And the globalists, I've studied them, are into the occult. That's why they're so evil, folks.
Oh, absolutely they are. Absolutely. They're all up in the satanic thing. Make no mistake about it. We'll be back. This is the Alex Jones Show. Well, sitting in with Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones making his way back from Chantilly, Virginia, where he was annoying the Bilderbergs, the Bilderbergers, and has revealed some more intel regarding that bunch. They are ever so much more committed to their program, which has nothing to do with our program, which is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It appears that they are completely, diametrically opposed to that concept, and therefore, they are my enemy. Alex, let's talk about this this strange occult strangeness that seems to be spreading everywhere. The Illuminati types, the meditation rooms in the United Nations, they all have this weird symbology all over the place, and people just don't get it.
And they believe they get power out of it and power from it, and it's growing. And looking into John Tigret and his son Isaac Tigret, who basically set up all this Egyptology stuff in Memphis.
Yeah.
You can pull them up. They admit they're into the occult. They admit that they put secret charms and see that as a temple of power, and that they're going to get power out of it. And that's why they want to be God. That's why they will endanger the entire world to get life extension technologies or to get super energy weapons. That's why they will do anything to get control, because they crave it. And they love having us at their mercy, like all other psychopaths and control freaks do. And it's up to us good people to get involved and realize that our forebears understood this compulsion to power. And our forebears were so confident, so cool, so smart, they tried to develop a system that would allow good, wholesome, intelligent, truly enlightened people to come to the fore. See, the devil always creates a counterfeit. And that's what they've done.
Yes.
You know, I say we should illuminate people to liberty and freedom and bring light to the world. People say, well, that's Illuminati. No, it's not. They want a dark sunshine. They want a twisted version of that. They actually seek to keep the general public in the dark and only themselves illuminated use the knowledge to enslave people. And that's not even a true illumination, because you would want to empower everybody if you were truly, you know, in the light of God. So these people are very, very dark, very, very dangerous. And they are deceived. They are minions of this system. And I'm going to talk more about that when I get back tomorrow. In fact, I'm planning to broadcast. I'm going to do something experimental live as I drive down the road. They've got good enough G4 down I-35 corridor, that I'm going to put the camera in the front of the RV, and I'm going to broadcast live as we hurtle down the road. And John B. Wells, in closing, I'm going to turn this over to you. Thank you for letting me have an update here. I appreciate the amazing work you do, and you've got the coolest looking studio if folks aren't watching on Prison Planet. TV. Your studio looks like $1 billion. So do you. I'm so honored to have somebody classy and just a great mind like yourself here. We're very honored that you take time out of Coast to Coast AM and your voice career to join us. So John B. Wells, you take it away, and thank you so much for sitting in.
Thank you very much for letting me be here, Alex. I mean, wow, that was very complimentary and quite over the top. I mean, if there was no Alex Jones, there would be no John Wells sitting here. We'll be back with Craig Hewlett. Spoken with him many times, but it's much like speaking with Alex. Those times are not long enough, and they're too few and far between. He will let you know just exactly how far your privacy has gone down. Well, you know. This is the Alex Jones Show. All right, well, in the last remaining seconds, please visit us at caravantomidnight.com. You may find something there you could really use based on our chat with Dr. Teresa Dale. And again, Craig Hewlett is next. Thank you for bearing with me while I get my sea legs on The Alex Jones Show.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, hello everybody. John B. Wells, the Saturday night Coast to Coast AM host in for, and just a little while ago with Alex Jones, who's coming back from Chantilly, Virginia, and the Bilderberg Summit meeting, confab, or whatever you might call it, conspiracy, I call it. And now I am happy to welcome once again a very good friend of our cause, which is getting the truth out there and just letting everybody know what color the cow is and where it went over the fence. And that would be Craig Hewlett. He's been both a speechwriter and special assistant for special projects to Congressman Jack Metcalf, retired. He's been a consultant to federal law enforcement agencies, BATF&E, Justice Department, Homeland Security for over 25 years. He's written 4 books on international relations and philosophy, and his latest is The Hydra of Carnage, Bush's Imperial Warmaking and the Rule of Law, an analysis of the objectives and delusions of the empire. Craig, my friend, welcome back on a different show, but same story, and it's a good story.
Different show, same story. Very well put.
Well, I was only able to speak with you an hour last week, and that was just not enough. And when Alex said, hey, will you do this? It's like, yeah, absolutely. He goes, get anybody on there you want. I'm like, oh, I definitely want Craig Hewlett. So here you are. I'm not sure people are aware how far down the road their privacy is gone. Maybe you could just bring them up to speed on that quickly. The NSA is lying. The U.S. government has copies of most of your emails, every fax, every landline, everything, every keystroke. It's all up there in Utah, I guess.
Yes, and it's gone to the point now where I have to admit for the first time in 30 years of doing this work publicly that at this point there really isn't a whole lot the American people could do about it. It's gone to such a degree that the courts, the legislation that's being passed violating our civil liberties is so pervasive now that it would take a complete overturning of the federal judiciary and both houses, House and Senate, to rectify it. I don't see anything like that happening in my lifetime. But yes, every email, everything that you say and do right on the Internet, even landline, GPS, cell phones, NSA now has a copy of it. They have been copying it, downloading it for years. Finally, William Biney, one of the newest whistleblowers that the government is actively pursuing, trying to indict, has been interviewed a number of times in different places around the country, and he's made it very clear that the NSA is, in fact, lying when they say that they're not eavesdropping, and the degree to it, through the Freedom of Information Act, what's been revealed just in the last few weeks is just absolutely devastating. so much as use words like aid, relief, recruitment, disaster, snow. My favorite one is pork.
Right.
In an email or on a cell phone, those words trigger further investigation into your phone conversations, emails, your internet activity. And this has been going on for quite some time. This is actually a Homeland Security list that's in a binder that analysts are given that pursue this kind of eavesdropping on the American people. So this is a legitimate list. And in fact, I've had two experiences myself with emails that I send out to my client base where I've used a few words on two different occasions. And it has completely shut down my email and my website. Everything gets shut down. And I have to go to the server, and they have to issue what is called a false positive with a certain coded number. And they have to go in and actually reset up my entire system and allow me back online, able to send email. So I use these kinds of words all the time, but unfortunately, as well do you in your work. So,
oh, yeah.
So basically what this amounts to is these words are part of a new definition of what constitutes a potential threat to the government, not just terrorism, but any kind of militant or organized threat to the government, domestic or foreign. And the definition is now so broad that it basically charges everybody in America with being suspicious before the fact. And then afterwards, if they decide they want to investigate you under the new CISPA, House passed CISPA, they can actually issue a memorandum from the White House or Homeland Security demanding that I, for instance, turn over information on John Wells, for instance. And I can't tell John Wells or anybody else that I've been told to do so, or I'll be prosecuted. So this is being done completely in the dark and in secret, and it's happening on an ongoing basis. And basically, as it stands today, according to Glenn Greenwald, there's nothing we can do about it.
Nothing we can do about it.
Nothing we can do about it. He's a lawyer. He's well-educated. He's got a number of journalistic awards and legal awards. He now writes for Salon.com. And I don't think he's kidding one bit when he says, we're past it. The judiciary has been completely deconstructed. It's obedient now to the executive branch, the White House, and Homeland Security. If they charge you as a terrorist, you're going to be convicted. It's where we've gotten to. It's taken a long time to get here. I know there's a lot of people that see almost everything the government does conspiratorially. I don't always look at it that way,
right?
Because I've been too close to it. Maybe I am too close to it. But I see it as an evolution, because I've never believed government to be anything but a threat to its citizens.
Yes.
Government has always seen its citizenry as its number one threat. Not a foreign threat, not a foreign army, its own people. Government has always been like this.
I don't really know where to take this, Craig, because I have to say that I agree with you. I mean, I could just say, you know, Craig, I agree with everything you're saying, and then just sort of fold my hands together and just kind of dwell on it for a while. But there must be something that can be done. But you're saying we would have to completely overturn the current judiciary and both houses of Congress before anything like that would even come close.
That's
and you saw what happened.
In the midst of all of this, John, I mentioned this on your show and a few others. You know, they're changing how this country functions.
Yes.
Specifically in the media, journalism, and the information is not getting into the people's hands. But while all of our protesting is going on, both houses of Congress passed unanimously H.R. 347. It's the Federal Restricted Buildings and Grounds Improvement Act of 2011. It was passed unanimously, with only Ron Paul and two other Republicans voted against it. And it basically says the Secret Service can declare any area a restricted area, whether it's a NATO meeting, which is why several people were arrested. During Memorial Day, 35,000 people were arrested. But now, if they're protesting in what the Secret Service declares as a restricted area, it constitutes now a felony.
Yeah, it's a federal charge.
And 5 years in prison.
Yeah, it's a federal charge, even if you beat it. That's the thing about federal charges. You don't have to be guilty. It'll cost you everything you have just to defend yourself against it.
Correct. And, again, you know, once you've got a charge like that on your record, it makes it much easier for them to pursue you in other areas of the law. And basically, if you get a felony count against you, you can't vote, you can't own a gun, your life is ruined. But more than that, is, you know, a number of things have happened just in the past year that I felt were the biggest news stories I've ever seen in my entire life. And I have PDF files of 500 pages in size that proves that these things are accurate and true. Namely, the first one is Lloyd's of London filed a lawsuit against the Saudi regime for its involvement in 9/11. You go through the case file, which it was immediately settled out of court, so it disappeared from the media. But the story is so clear that Saudi Arabia was behind 9/11 that it can't really be disputed any longer. Yet this story has no interest in our media's mind. The second one, $29 trillion, it's now $35 trillion, has been created out of thin air. That's twice the gross domestic product of America. $29 trillion created out of thin air over a five-year period of time, lent out to institutions that were not in trouble. This isn't the TARP money. These are secret loans from the Federal Reserve directly to private corporations like Google and banks like the Bank of London, Saudi banks, British banks. Make a list. The list is absolutely so large, I can't even email the list to my client base. I have to put it on a website somewhere. Third thing, dereliction of duty paper, classified document, went to the Senate Armed Forces Committee, charging General Petraeus with dereliction of duty and demanding that he be held accountable and court-martialed for lying to the President, the White House, and the American people about Afghanistan.
Yeah, it's not going as well as reported, is it?
No, we're in fact losing the war in a drastic sense. We are being absolutely slaughtered over there. We are losing ground. Pakistan has cut off logistics. This General, Lieutenant Colonel Davis, that submitted this report, spent 2 years on the ground interviewing everybody from generals to majors to privates. 2 years, 9,000 miles was put on his Humvee. And he comes back with this blistering account that says, we're losing and we need to get the hell out of Afghanistan. And again, not a peep in the media.
Right.
Nowhere do we hear this $29 trillion stolen from the American people and handed out to the richest people in the world. Nowhere do we hear that we've been lied to about Afghanistan and the Saudi involvement in 9/11 is now without question.
We'll be back with Craig Hewlett on The Alex Jones Show. Please stay with us just a while longer. Alex Jones Show. I am John B. Wells, the Saturday Night Man for Coast to Coast AM. We have a friendship and an understanding with Alex now for many years. He and George Norrie go back 9 years or something, and Alex and I go back, not quite a year, because, I was the Saturday Night Guy before 2012, and what a year to come on board that particular outfit. I like to call it the mothership. But anyway, last Saturday night, I was pleased to have Craig Hewlett on the program, and we have him now for you. So I think I'll just let him tell us some more about how we're not being nurtured and cared for, and we're being yanked around and fed full of disinformation and anything that bad that's going on. We're not being informed of it, and there are no plans to deviate from this path indicated in any way, shape, or form. Am I close here, Craig?
You're right on the money, unfortunately, and it is always about money. And buried into high-profile issues of our new defense bill, $642 billion defense bill, is Act of 1987. Now, most people aren't going to, never going to hear about this. But what it'll do, and this is further proof that our government sees you and I, the citizenry of America, as the true enemy of the state. It's not foreign terrorism. It's not Russia or China. Hell, China has just been authorized by the Federal Reserve to begin buying up U.S. privately owned banks. So China's now going to own a number of our privately owned commercial banking operations. So hardly is China one of our enemies. It's clear we are, because when they tweak this defense bill and they get rid of these two laws that have been in place since 1948, all that effort in propaganda and misinformation through the State Department, the CIA, and the Pentagon has always been directed at foreign governments and foreign nationals will now be authorized to be turned loose on the American people. That will become the law of the land. Not only will we be lied to by omission, not telling us that the Saudis were involved in 9/11, not telling us that Petraeus lied about Afghanistan, not being told about the $29, now $35 trillion in U.S. taxpayers' money given away freely in loans for 5 years to anyone and everyone throughout the world. Not only will we not be told about those things still, we are now going to be lied to in every way, shape, and form to convince us, like we've tried to convince other countries, nations, and people, that our government is perfect, pristine, we don't torture, we don't kill, when in fact we torture and we do kill. And Obama, by the way, the title of my book, I didn't change it as it stays in print. It was Bush's war-making and the rule of law, but it also is Obama's war-making, because Obama has far outstripped Bush Jr. in violating international law, the rules of war, and, of course, here domestically. Obama has gone so far past Bush as to make Bush look like one of the better presidents in our history. I thought I'd never say that.
We're going to have to take another look. Isn't that amazing? And you know, it's funny, on our last chat, it's like, you're bashing Obama, or you're bashing, like, listen, we're bashing them all. Don't you get it? We're bashing them all. The whole thing is almost rotten to the core. And look at that mess that happened down there in Louisiana with the Ron Paul delegates. You ever seen such a thing? Never saw anything like that since the 30s on an old newsreel or something.
I know. Getting hideous.
Just unbelievable. What's the best website for people to follow you on?
CraigBHewlett.com. And if they take the trouble to use the email address on Craig B. Hewlett, it's H-U-L-E-T, by the way.
Yep.
Not Hewlett-Packard.
Right.
Sad to say, I don't have that kind of money.
But no.
CraigBHewlett.com, there's an email. You can email me. And if you just mentioned that you heard me on this show, I will be more than happy to send you any one of these PDF files on the Saudis' involvement in 9/11. It's 500 pages, so you better be able to have the capacity.
All right.
But I'll email it to you for free.
All right. We've got lots of breaks, brother, but we'll be back. We've got another half an hour or so, or the greater part of it. This is Craig Hewlett, and you're listening to him on the Alex Jones Show. John Wells sitting in with you. And please go to CraigBHewlett.com. And I'll give you a recap on all of the good websites to go to, including my own, caravantomidnight.com. You may find something on these sites that you can use. We shall return. This is The Alex Jones Show. Show, John B. Wells sitting in for, and a while ago, with Alex, and we are currently talking with Craig B. Hewlett. CraigBHewlett.com, C-R-A-I-G, B as in Bravo, H-U-L-E-T.com. He's been paying attention to what we now call, or refer to generally as the encroachment of the New World Order and the agenda that goes along with it for many years now. And somehow or another, we just wind up on the air together. frequently, with increasing frequency, because he's sort of like I am. He's a little bit grumpy about this. He doesn't like it. And we're going to continue to talk about it until at least we've satisfied ourselves and we've told as many people as we possibly can. And then after that, it's pretty much up to them. And I suppose that starts with the politicians. But, Craig, how many years would it take to undo this? You know, unless we have divine intervention of some sort. I mean, it doesn't look good, man. It just really doesn't.
I would put it at three generations. I think the generation down the road, some that gets born into the country that we leave behind. By the way, I still believe that our World War II generation was the finest generation America ever produced.
I do, too.
And if you don't believe it, watch Ken Burns' documentary, and you'll be a true believer after you watch it. But, you know, I lost basically my entire adult family on both sides, the male side, anyways. Everybody volunteered, and almost everybody died. And I still think it was the greatest generation. But what we've done since is we've left behind a country that no longer resembles anything like what the Founding Fathers or the World War II veterans left behind. And I fear it'll take a generation, our great-great-grandchildren, to grow up in this miasma. And maybe they'll do something about it.
Well, maybe they will, because certainly they'll be, if we're sick of it already, imagine how much sicker they'll be of it by the time they're able to take
it.
Well,
I wonder how sick of it we really are. You know, we've got a president now that openly admits and has to admit, because of WikiLeaks and Anonymous and the back doors left open in the Pentagon, the CIA websites by Intel experts that resigned under Bush. They were so sick of it, 100 top CIA analysts resigned under Bush Jr. because they wouldn't lie about Iraq and Afghanistan and 9/11. And many of them left back doors open into the system so that WikiLeaks could actually be created out of thin air. This isn't an accident that WikiLeaks came along. And it's not hackers. The hackers are getting the raw data, but the back doors that have been left open were left by our own people in the CIA and NSA that wanted the American people to know what WikiLeaks is now able to tell us. But we're not doing anything with the information. In fact, WikiLeaks isn't even part of the news any longer.
Isn't that the truth?
And that's, it's not confusing to me any longer. I've always felt that the country was evolving in this direction, whether we liked it or not, whether there's a conspiracy or not. It doesn't make any difference. The fact of the matter is, the country's history, it's no longer anything like what it ought to be or should have been. And I do oughts. You know, I've written two philosophy books. You know, I do ought, but I don't think what I think ought to be is the way it's going to be.
Right.
The truth of the matter is, I'm a praxeologist. But A and B lined up, I know that C is going to take place.
Oh, yes.
A and B is lined up, and C is taking place. And there's not a damn thing we can do about it at this point. Look at Ron Paul. I've known Ron since he was a young man. Him and I started out together in Houston. He's the first person I ever gave a nickel to when he was a congressman, when I had my company in Houston.
Yeah.
And look at where we're at today. Back in the day, Ron Paul and I used to do lectures, and we would end up on the same dais, the same platform. He'd speak first, I'd speak second, Tony Sutton third, or Jim Garrison. Of JFK fame.
Oh, yes.
So we were all colleagues. Bob Brown, Soldier Fortune magazine, Tony
yep.
Sutton.
Wow.
But we're all old and we're all dying. And pretty soon, I'm not going to have any colleagues left. And I don't see anybody replacing the Tony Suttons and the Ron Paul.
Well, I don't either. And when you see Ron Paul and his delegates being treated with such abject disrespect, how dirty does that tell you that the Republican Party is just as much as we think the Democrats are? They're
well,
all equally dirty.
That's been a long-standing argument of mine and Ron Paul, too, by the way. I don't know if most people don't know this, but Ron quit with a devastating letter published in the Congressional Record as a Republican congressman, became a libertarian, ran for president. And I thought that's exactly what I thought Ron Paul would do one day, and then he did it. Then it proved to be totally pointless because the American people will never accept a third-party candidate unless he's a billionaire.
Right.
And, of course, that billionaire was a liar from the get-go. He had no intention of being president. He just wanted to hurt Bush because it was an old Texas fight.
Yep.
You know, Ross Perot was going to pay his payback for Bush Sr.
Yeah, he had no intention of being president. He just wanted to divide the party.
Dropping out of the race.
That's it.
And he made sure that he lost.
Mm-hmm.
But he could have split the vote, could have gone to the House and the Senate. But then, see, we would have then looked at a third party legitimately. And he wasn't about to upset the tea cart that he belongs to, General Motors.
Right.
Board of Directors.
Hey, you know, going back to this 9/11 thing, what was, in your opinion, what was the reason that the Saudis were involved at all?
Well, I think it's clear. I believe there was a nation-state involvement from day one. In fact, that's what blew me off the Jim Bohannon show. I was the first guest interviewed on the 22nd of September, right after George Bush Jr. gave his speech on Al-Qaeda.
Right.
And I was on the air within 3 minutes. I was on the air live in Washington, D.C. with Jim Bohannon. I was a regular for a decade. And I said that Al-Qaeda didn't do it. It was nonsense. Bin Laden didn't do it. It was nonsense. And there was nation-state involvement. There had to be.
Yep.
And, of course, that cost me a number of hosts throughout the nation, including Jim Bohannon.
Right.
But it's turned out that, you know, there's no question Saudi Arabia was involved now. But the reason is simple. They knew Bin Laden would be blamed, and they knew Saddam Hussein would be taken out. Two of the Saudis' biggest enemies, Bin Laden and Saddam Hussein, would be taken out.
It seems to me that we're being... Good grief, man. Okay, so the Saudis decided to use us, and now the NWO, or whatever you want to call them, that we have now built this country... gone to the moon, made ships that go into the ocean, you know, basically came out of the cave and made steel. And now they're just going to take it apart and I suppose just distribute the spoils. And America just gets absorbed into this global Borg of surveillance, control, taxation, and basically slavery.
Well, it actually has a name. You know, there's a legitimate name to this. I know we call it the New World Order. Even Bush Sr. had the audacity to use the terminology.
100-something times.
Yeah, no, that was Iraq War I. So, you know, but it's a valid euphemism, but its actual system is referred to as an acephalous organ, meaning a headless organ. And all these different institutions that were quietly being created, from Bretton Woods to the World Bank to NATO, and ultimately there will be a global central Federal Reserve Bank. This is all mapped out. It's all plain as day. You can buy volumes of academic literature on the subject. It's discussed relentlessly in academia. But if you or I say it in the public sphere, we're labeled conspiracy theorists, crackpots, right-wingers, communists, fascists.
Oh, absolutely.
Jews. I don't know. You'll be called everything in the book sooner or later. I have.
Me too.
Everything.
I kind of like it. It means I'm getting somebody's attention when they start hurling slurs and names at me. I like it. Probably one of the few. Well,
but it is a viable argument. We are being absorbed into a geopolitical, global economic system that has no relationship or obedience to nation-state sovereignty. That's just the facts of the matter, and it cannot be any longer disputed. But what'll happen here in America? Everybody says they're killing the golden goose. No, they're not. It depends on who you're talking about.
Right.
Who are we talking about when we say they are destroying this nation? No, they're not. They're making their world. They couldn't be happier. The new Wild West is China, Asia, the Middle East. Those people don't have cars and refrigerators.
But soon they will.
But soon they will. That's where all the money's going. That's why they're not... After $29 trillion has been doled out to the largest, wealthiest banks, American banks, since world history, more wealth has accumulated than Solomon, for heaven's sake, and yet not a dime is being loaned back to the American people. Well, there's a reason.
Yes.
This doesn't happen in a vacuum. Nothing happens in government by accident. Nothing. FDR said that, not just Craig Hewlett.
how long can this be sustained, Craig?
Forever.
Oh, Lord, I was afraid you were going to... Okay, let me fire another one out. Here comes the shotgun out the back door deal. Why are we dealing with the... We have a new stealth ship now. It's probably been around for a while because we're just now seeing it. That's supposedly able to operate better than big boats in littoral conflicts, meaning shallow water conflicts. And the Chinese are going, we could just swarm it with a bunch of little boats and blow it up. Sooner or later, it'd be a goner. It's like, why are we doing so much business with these people in between saber-rattling sessions with each other? I don't understand this love-hate relationship with them. Everything is being built over there. I mean, did these guys build a gigantic underground base and just go, we're going to be friends or we launch on you. We don't care if we lose a billion people. You lose everything. You lose everything.
Well, there's a very simple and mundane answer to this.
Okay.
And Tony Sutton is my mentor. Tony and I became very fast friends many, many decades ago. Tony's no longer with us, but he wrote a three-volume work that netted him two PhDs called Western Technology and Soviet Economic Development. Let me say that again. Western Technology and Soviet Economic Development.
Wow.
And he proved in the three volumes, each volume probably 400 pages, all of it was technical study, extremely technical. But he proved without question that Western technology built the Soviet Union from the ground up. The largest Ford Motor plant was built in 1926 in Russia by Ford Motor.
Wow.
And we have never not done business with the Soviet Union when it was at the height of the Cold War. In fact, Tony and I assembled a document proving that our shuttle was an exact duplicate of the Russian shuttle.
I thought it was the other way around.
Bolt by bolt. Nut and bolt. Exact idea. In other words, they could be swapped out in space.
Well,
one
it's true.
The other.
Do you know it's true? A bunch of us bought a bunch of these old Russian jets off the Bulgarian flight line a few years ago, several years ago. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, you know, this sure looks like our stuff.
Exactly.
And this guy said, it is our stuff. There wasn't a metric bolt on it.
And they didn't steal it.
No.
It was transferred to them openly and willingly. It's called the Trading with the Enemy Act. We did it with Hitler's Germany. We did it with the Soviets. We will do it with China because there is so much more money in the war-making end of nation-state bargaining and corporate global activities than in any other area, except, of course, banking. That's why China is now allowed to come in and buy U.S. banks here on domestic American soil. Chinese central communist state-controlled banks to now own U.S. private banks. This is the problem. We're talking about a multinational corporation that has no allegiance to any nation-state whatsoever.
Yep.
So an American starts a corporation, goes multinational, he has French, German, and Chinese on his board of directors. 30% of that corporation is owned by banking interests both sides of the Atlantic and Pacific. These corporations are the ruling elite. There is no nation state left. The nation state is nothing but one side of a simple coin of multinational banking and corporate interest. You and I work for them, and our government works for them. There is no them and us, government and us. We are simply the serfs, and the governing bodies that rule over us are simply the merchants of death that are employed by the corporate structure to achieve whatever objectives they want in whatever country they desire, including on our own domestic soil. You and I are the enemy.
You know, this is the most rational explanation as to what exactly is going on around here that I think I've ever heard. I've been accused of that. Well, I mean, that is the most intelligible explanation I've ever heard, and I've asked the question many times. You know, what's going on here is what it boils down to. But that's it. So that doesn't go just for us. That's everybody.
No, it's everybody.
That's no England. There's no England, no China, no nothing. It's just
nothing. No, okay. there's just the largest multinational corporations. Many of them, if not the largest percentage, are American corporations. Of the 100 largest economies in the world, America's economy being the largest,
yeah.
51 are corporations. They're not even countries. They're corporations. Walmart is larger than any other country, period, except the United States and Great Britain. I don't think anybody in America realizes that these corporations hate competition. They hate free enterprise. They want nothing to do with competition or Adam Smith or free enterprise. The progressive left is wrong. Noam Chomsky, you're wrong. You don't know what you're talking about. You want to know why I know these things, why I've come to this as an analyst? Who do you think I am? I was one of those capitalist pigs. My clients, before I went public with this information, were GE, Exxon, U.S. Home, Weyerhaeuser. When I left the corporate world and went into the political world, I discovered very quickly that they're the same place by name. Where do you think these congressmen and senators, defense secretaries and undersecretaries of state end up when they leave the government service? They end up at the multinational corporate structure doing business with China, the Soviet Union, Guatemala. The drug war is a joke. There's more money in pharmaceuticals than in drugs. Without the pharmaceuticals, there'd be no cocaine.
Oh, that's for sure.
Profit. Eli Lilly.
Oh, Craig, I'll tell you, it's something else. That's just absolutely beyond anything I've ever even imagined. But it reminds me of that old movie with James Caan in it back in the 70s called Rollerball, where they would say, "And now our corporate anthem." I suppose that's where we are now, isn't it?
Yes. I used to use the analogy of Blade Runner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's no getting past it. There's no getting around it. There's no fixing it. There's no stopping it. There's no changing it. All I do now is attempt to inform those who are willing to listen.
Gotcha.
And if you're a Republican or a Democrat or a liberal or a conservative and you're fixed in your ideology, I can't help you.
Hang on. Hang on, Craig. We'll be back. This is the Alex Jones Show. We shall return. This is the Alex Jones Show. John B. Wells sitting in with you, the Saturday night man for Coast to Coast AM. And we are just continuing to develop our relationship as we share information and release it to you. And we are presently speaking with Craig Hewlett, who was on Coast last Saturday and on Alex Jones's show today. And I'll tell you, I am just about to, I don't know, I'm thinking about... Nah, I was going to say I'm thinking about going out to L.A. and just jump off the Hollywood sign, but that's not really me. Besides, I'm not suicidal, so if all of a sudden I drop off the scope, you'll know it was the New World Order, man, because I'm not doing it to myself. Hey, speaking of jumping off the Hollywood sign and vanishing otherwise, so standing around a terrorist now with all these armed drones that are going to be flying around soon, they're already flying, they're going to be more flying. Standing near a somebody labeled as a terrorist makes you a terrorist, and you may wind up getting whacked out by the drone as well, with, of course, no recourse whatsoever.
That's correct. Ah. And using a secret kill order, I love the terminology. It's not even Orwellian any longer. Obama has what are called secret kill orders. And there's even a 17-year-old girl listed on one of his kill orders, as WikiLeaks so proved. But let me close by saying something, because this is a new show I've never done before, and you and I are just getting to know each other. The reason I haven't changed the title of my book, The Hydra of Carnage, Bush's Imperial War Making, is because in about 5 years, the title will still be accurate.
Yeah.
It will be Bush's Imperial War Making still, but it'll be Jeb Bush. He will be the president 5 years from now.
You
Obama
think?
Will get reelected, and Obama will do everything that the Bushes would wish him to do, and the individuals, call them the elite, would tell him to do. He's merely finishing up what George Bush Jr. started, which Clinton started, which Reagan, Nixon, Ford started. So, you know, we're not really going to see a change in policy. Continuity of government is the sole purpose of the two parties. Get rid of one, throw dogs out, put another guy in, but
sure,
nothing ever changes.
Right.
The doctrine of continuity of government, according to our own government.
Right.
Jeb Bush is slated to be the president after Obama, because Obama will be blamed for everything that the Bushes had a hand in doing. But everybody will be ready then for another Bush, and we will blindly go to the polls. The media will obediently find Jeb Bush attractive, and Jeb Bush will be the president of the United States. Craig's book, subtitle will remain the same.
That's because you're a visionary, Craig B. Hewlett. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and we will be talking again in the future. Thanks for taking some time out of the middle of the day to be with us here on the Alex Jones Show. And we'll speak to you again. You'll either speak with Alex again on the Alex Jones Show, or you can speak with me on Coast to Coast AM sometime.
Anytime.
Well, I appreciate it, Craig. Check your six, pal, and stay healthy. All right, some information. We spoke in the first hour with Dr. Teresa Dale. Her website is naturalhealingpro.com. And you'll find products that will help you defend yourself against the effects of the radiation that is, in fact, spreading from the Fukushima's failed reactors. And there are meltdowns there. It is happening. It's not being reported, but it's happening. So take steps to protect yourself. Also, InfoWars store, InfoWars shop, they have some products to help you defend yourself. Craig B. Hewlett, HULET.com. Can find his books, keep up with the latest intel, and come and see me and mine on caravantomidnight.com. There's some Geiger counters, three different kinds. They're inexpensive, and it's one of those things where better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. It's been a delight to be in with you today, and I wish you the very best in the future. Check your six means, watch your backs. Do that. Till next time, be well.